USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today he feels well. He's been up and around. Our plan for today is to have him to eat and drink, be up out of bed as much as possible, to be mobile.
Walter Reed Medical Center physician Brian Garibaldi discussing what President Trump's Sunday will look like. Dr. Garibaldi continues.
If he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for a discharge as early as tomorrow to the White House where he can continue his treatment course.
White House physician Sean Conley also talks about the president dealing with two drops in his oxygen levels.
We debated the reasons for this and whether we'd even intervene. It was a determination of the team, based predominantly on the timeline from the initial diagnosis, that we initiate dexamethasone.
Conley saying that the president experienced low oxygen levels on Friday morning and Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day. The day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/World Sights Day. That's onesight.org/World Sights Day.
President Trump's campaign is blasting the Biden campaign for continuing to air negative ads while President Trump is fighting COVID-19 at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. Biden's campaign pledged Friday to take down all negative ads against Trump as the president battled the coronavirus, but TV spots criticizing the president were still running Saturday. The Trump campaign saying nearly 100 negative ads against the president aired on Saturday while the president was at Walter Reed Medical Center. The New England Patriots and Kansas City Chiefs are now scheduled to play tomorrow night. The NFL says the game will begin at 7:05 Eastern Time on CBS. The game was set to take place today, but positive coronavirus tests pushed the game back. The league is saying there are no new positive tests on either team. The Monday night game between the Atlanta Falcons and Green Bay Packers will now begin at 8:50 Eastern Time on ESPN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There is still some optimism that a new coronavirus relief bill will be passed sometime before the election. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are still set to have a phone conversation later on Sunday. As far as why a deal hasn't been done already, Republican Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana believes...
Fortunately, Speaker Pelosi has weaponized the stimulus bill. You know, they passed it, tried to pass it along party lines on Thursday night this past week, but 18 Democrats voted with us on the Republican side against it because it's $2.2 trillion. It's not targeted and focused as it needs to be. And her bill mentioned the word cannabis more than it mentioned the word jobs. It's not what the American people need, but many, many people are in desperate situation and desperate times right now. And that's why the president, the White House, and all the Republicans in Congress are continuing to push this. I hope Nancy Pelosi will heed that and we'll get back to the table and get something done because it can't happen too soon.
A former Major League Baseball player sought in the shooting death of his ex-girlfriend in a Phoenix suburb was found dead Saturday of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at the Grand Canyon. The body of Charles Hagar was discovered around 4 o'clock along a trail along the southern rim of the Grand Canyon in northern Arizona. Police were looking for Hagar on suspicion of murder and aggravated assault charges against his ex-girlfriend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.